Trying to make sure everything is up. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Lord, we just lift up this service before you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you there's someone on the line. You're from another state, and I met you last year, I believe. And the Lord want me to let you know that he's gonna bless you. You've been praying for me, and I pick it up in the spirit, and he want me to let you know. He's like, I'm gonna bless you. He's like, there are some things that you've been looking at in the spirit that you kind of concerned about. And he's like, he's going to begin to move on those things. And he's going to give you some exact information on some things. Some things might kind of shock you that he's going to reveal to you. But he's like, be encouraged and know that I'm with you. And he wants you to know that he's going to put a fresh anointing on you. There are some things that he wants you to do deeper in ministry. And the enemy has been trying to lock your hands on some stuff. And the Lord said he wants you to know that what has been is not going to be any longer. Hallelujah. And he's like, you've been interceding on behalf of your pastor. You've been interceding on behalf of the ministry that you're connected with. And the Lord said there are some things he's going to reveal to you that the enemy has been trying to do, even to lock certain things in the ministry that they're supposed to be have already excelled in another direction. And so the Spirit of God said, keep doing what you're doing. He's like, he want me to let you know, weeping and do it for a night, but joy come in the morning. Because there are some times that when you're praying, you feel a sense of heaviness. And the Spirit of God said, it's because he's letting you feel deeper in the spirit about the things that are going on. And so I just want to let you know that the Lord said that he hear you and that he sees you, and he's going to reward you. And the Bible says that whatever you give in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. And because you have prayed for me, God, the God has allowed me to feel your prayers. And he wants me to let you know that he's going to bless you for those things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and the Lord God said to tell you, he said that he told you that he was going to advance you. And so he meant what he said. How did this second edible shot? People are not going to be able to handle you the way they've been handling you. The Spirit of God said that there is a mantle that he's placing upon you in this hour. It's a heavy manner. And so I'm just believing God for increasing the ministry where you're at in your state. And I'm believing God. God blesses your pastor, but God wants me to let you know he's going to bless you mightily. You have been faithful. And the Bible says when you're faithful of a few things, yay, he'll make you ruler over many. So watch and see the word of the Lord thy God come to pass in your life. He da ba sando, ba ba ki sindi alabo shokunda ha ha seri kundi yamba hosa. He said, I said it and I will not take it back. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is going to reward you. You have been faithful.
Hallelujah.
You've been faithful. Even when it didn't feel good, you've been faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of God said, my eyes is open and I see everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see the evil and the good. Hallelujah. He said, I see it. I see it all. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. One thing about God knows our heart. Hallelujah. He sees our hearts. He sees our hearts. He sees everything that's going on in our lives. He knows. Hallelujah. Oh, he knows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet James, God giving you anything?
No, he was just he was just talking about when you were saying the stuff you were saying. He was talking about how it was a sure word.
And then then he's giving you something. You need to come over and say it.
The young lady that she's talking about, the Lord told me to tell you that that's a sure word. And he was when she was talking, he was showing me some things that that he was gonna do. If it's okay, I'd rather call you, because it was some specific things, and I'm not feeling moved to say those things over the air. You know, everything ain't everybody's business.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll call him after service.
They said they couldn't hear you. Can you hear me? Okay, you're going to have to kind of lean over this way and say what you said.
The Lord, when she was prophesying, the individual that the word was for, the Lord was letting me know to tell you that that's a sure word. There were some other things that God was showing me that I seen as she was prophesying to you. And I was just saying that I was going to call you after service to reveal those things to you, because everything ain't everybody's business. I'm not being led to release those things openly over the air.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm just kind of like waiting in the presence of God to see where he want me to go, because I know usually when he takes me to a certain place, I keep hearing the Holy Ghost saying, because there's somebody that's pulling on me and you are a member of this ministry. He was like, there's nothing he want me to say at this time. There's nothing that He said, because he's already giving you what it is that you need. He said, he's giving it to you already. Arebo shiti anda ha sokorobo hokundala hare. Niandala hoshe tele bahara. Dorokondele bishiti andala hato. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I was trying to see how the Spirit of God wanted me to take this, you know, where he wanted me to go with this. Because what I wanted to kind of discuss today was about knowing that he is real. And so, like, even what, you know, he just had me prophesying to that individual about, you know, we just got on service. We just came on. I couldn't even get through my opening prayer for him not taking me there. A lot of people don't understand that I don't have to be in the presence of people physically to pick you up in the spirit realm. And a lot of times people don't understand the ways of God. Sendo tosa. Mi quiere andar así que me la cosa. Yeah, hallelujah. And the Bible talks about that deep calleth unto deep. You got to understand that God is real.
Yes, he is.
I never forget when I was a little girl. God came to me one time and he explained to me something. He told me, he said, you're serving me like I'm a god afar off in the sky. You know, I said a little girl, but I might have been a teenager by then, I think, when he had the conversation with me. He was like, you're serving me like I'm a god far off in the sky. He like, but I'm near to you. He was like, I'm very close to you. I'm yea, even in your mouth. And he started talking to me about the children of Israel. He said that was what the problem was. They served him like he was a god far off. And because they served him like he was a god far off, they put him in the same category as the fake gods that they would serve. You know, the idols, things that they made with their hands and said, oh, this is a god. He was like, so it was easy for them to sin because they served him afar off. And when you realize that God is real, when you really, really, really realize God is real, it does something different to you. It causes you to serve him differently. You know, when you know that he's around and, you know, there's things going on in your life, you might be thinking something that ain't right. You might be doing something that's not right. You know, and you can feel his aura. When you know he's there, it do something to you. You know, make you, you know, feel like, you know, wait a minute. This is not what he wants. And think about God. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. And he knows our struggles. He knows the things that we're dealing with. He's looking for people to be real honest with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, to come clean before him. And no matter how many times God has had me to say that, he's always showing me that people still don't get that realization. And so if you're fooling yourself into thinking that you're the only one that knows what you're doing, then you're sadly mistaken, because we're connected in the spirit realm. And, you know, when we're not laying our stuff before God and really coming clean for real, then we are naked and we open and we're exposed. And so, you know, God don't want us to be naked. And anytime there is a picture, anytime you see someone that has entered into hell, they're naked because their sins are open. They're exposed. When you look at someone that's in heaven, they're clothed. They have a garment of a robe of righteousness on, or a gown of salvation. You know, they have clothes on. And so, Lord, you know, want us to know that he wants us to know today that he's real. And he wants his people to know he loves them. God is so concerned about our walk with him. Every day I get up, I see something that reminds me that we're getting closer to him coming back. And I'm like, Lord, you know, my concern is that as we see those things, that we position ourselves to be ready when he comes. I had to go to a relative's funeral on this week, and it was earlier this week, and I'm gonna tell you something. When I was at that person's funeral, they were young. They were young, and I said, Lord, I was just at another relative's funeral last month, and I was like, Lord, you know, you're calling us on home. And I looked at how, for them to have peace, they presented things a certain kind of way. And I was looking at the funeral as it was going by, and I was saying, God, there's a lot of things about their life that they kept out. I said, I know why they kept it out. Because, you know, we try to picture certain things to have peace in our mind. But no matter how much we have peace in our mind, I know that whatever their last breath was, it was between them and God. They could have repented at their last end. But I'm saying that, you know, God sees us and he knows us. And God had let me know about them dying before I was told. And I was like, Lord, have mercy. And I hadn't been around this person in years. I seen them at another relative's funeral last year. And I had, you know, and I just had a brief moment with them, you know, when I seen them at the other relative's funeral last year. And I was thinking about how real God is and how everything that God has ever told me, I've seen it come to pass.
Yeah.
And the Lord spoke something to me when my sister died in 2020. And the things that he spoke to me, I've been seeing it come to pass. And I was like, Lord, I said, Lord, he's not finished with it. And so my thing is, God is calling people back to himself. And he was like, you know, it's time for people for us to get our houses in order and stuff. You know, there's been times that the Spirit of God has come to me when I was dealing with certain things, and God will tell you some stuff.
Oh, yes, he will.
He will let you know, where stuff is coming from, why this is taking place or why that's taking place. And you know, a lot of times I would tell the Lord, I was like, Lord, I don't understand why you telling me this. I said, because you know it upsets me. It makes me kind of angry. He said, yeah, but I said, be angry and sin not. He was like, I'm telling you this so you could be praying and so you can know. You know, did you know the things that's going on when they take place? Before they take place. And so, you know, God wants his people to know that he's real. You know, we put him in this category like he's a figment of our imagination, or he's this genie in a lamp or something. And God is like, I'm not like that. He's like, I'm God. He's like, I have specific characteristics. I know a few weeks ago I talked about the character of God. And the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me. He said, you know, people really do need to know my character. He was like, because in knowing my character, then they'll know what's of me and what's not of me. And, you know, we know that we have times that the enemy comes in, seem like as a flood. But you got to remember, the Word of God said God will raise up a standard against him. And I could tell you, hallelujah! That I know that he, hallelujah, I know that he will do it. I said it about short. I know he will do it. And so, you know, the God wants you to know that I'm real, that he can be touched. He's not a high priest that's not moved by our friends, not touched by our friends. He knows what we are dealing with. He knows what's in our heart. He knows the motives and the intents of why we even asking him the things that we're asking him or seeking him for. Walking this life, y'all, is hard. When you are walking with in this life and you're walking with God, the world hates you. And if you in a place where it seems like the world loves you, then you need to consider your walk with Christ. See, we don't go around sitting around thinking about when I do this or when I do that. God, how it really affects you. You know, what do you really think about it? Because, you know, he's real. The Holy Spirit has feelings. And he, we can touch him. We can hurt him. And when you hurt him, hallelujah, it's not like when you hurt a person. For the wound is a way deeper. The Lord has thoughts about us. He has plans for us. And he's like, I just want my people to understand that I love them. Do you know there's times that I come on to preach, I can feel people sometimes waiting for me to say something to identify their sin or to say something in their mind they consider to be negative or whatever. And God is like, there's something wrong with you. He's like, you can't see that there's something going on. There is something there that is missing. There is something there that you need the feeling of you really need the feeling of the Holy Ghost. You need a baptism of the Holy Ghost. God wants you to know, he said, I'm a real God. He said, you can come to me at any point. He said, it's not a thing of religion. He like, you can come to me right wherever you are. And he's like, I will move. He like, I will move when you're sincere about those things. He's like, I'm real. You like, well, God, some people like, well, if you're real, can you do this and do this? He's like, it's not on your terms. He said, it's on mine. Because I'm a sovereign God. And we want God to do what we want God to do. I mean, when you're in situations, you're dealing with different things, it's important to know the character of God, because that's how you're going to know whether or not what you're doing is right or wrong. And so, God just wanted me to encourage his people on today. He just wanted me to let you know that he loves you and he sees you. And he don't want anyone lost. I know sometimes I be wanting to preach about other stuff. There's a lot of things that I be really want to talk about in the spirit, because that person that I prophesied to earlier, there are some things that God is going to really show you. And there is a place God wants his people to walk in the spirit that where he wants us to be just strictly under his care and under his watch. And he wants us to trust him. No matter how difficult it seems, no matter how it seems opposite of what he said to you, he said, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I shall repent. But if I spoke it, I should do it. If I said it, I'm going to perform it. God wants you to know that. And he keep bringing that scripture back up to me, weeping and do it for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Listen, I know about going through night seasons. I've gone through plenty in my life. And I'm going to tell you something, that in those times, you got to trust the Lord. Though you don't understand what's going on, he didn't say you was going to understand everything right now. Understanding everything don't have anything to do with trusting. Because when you trust him, he can take you places that you have never gone before. Just trust him. People got their eyes too much on the things of this earth. They have their eyes too much on things of each other, of people on people. And that's when we miss the mark. We miss what God has for us when we're busy looking at everything around us. He's like, look inward. Look to the hills which come at your help. For your help come from the Lord. Mandolo boko shite kalakora. He said it's not mind over matter, it's faith over matter. Because your faith is what already overcome the world. There's somebody here that's on the line today. The Lord said, be still. He said, be still and know that I am the Lord. God had told me something a few weeks ago, and I couldn't see it at that point. I couldn't see it, and I was just crying out to him because I was like, Lord, I really don't see it, but, you know, if you say it, Lord. And I can tell you that everything that he said to me, he did it. And I was like, Lord, I just don't know. He wants us to get in a place where we can hear him for ourselves. You might be loaded down with sin right now today. Might be loaded down with pains, with burdens. But you got to understand that God said that has absolutely nothing to do with what he has for your life, for him in the spirit. Because he want to bring us to our expected end. Job said it best. He said, though he slay me, yet would I trust him. You like, Lord, you go through so much stuff too. It's just ridiculous. Satan wants to destroy anything that looks like God. If you have a hard time believing God is real, then look at the opposite of God. Because he's so out there that you know God is real. He's doing everything to destroy Christianity. He's doing everything to try to destroy people's faith in God. So if he's doing all those things, that in itself should be indication to you that God is real. And that God has a plan for you. Some of you feel like you're so depleted of godliness that you can't see your way out. And the Lord said, but I am the way out. Jesus said it best. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus loves you. And he wants us all to come to repentance. He wants us all to come to a place in the spirit where he wants us to dwell in. There's a life in the spirit that he wants us all to go through, go to experience. That's above everything in this life. When the Lord first started talking to me about what he wanted me to talk about today, he started talking to me about the spirit of offense. He started talking to me about a lot of different things attached to it. And he was talking to me about pride. And he talked to me about vanity. He talked to me about a lot of different things. He's like, but let the people know there's a way out. He's like, there's hope. You have hope. I don't care how grievous your wounds seem in the spirit realm, there's a balm in Gilead. I don't care how much you feel like you're hurting, there is a great physician. And he knows how to get to the source of what's ailing you. Because sometimes it's not what you think it is. And that's the reason why you haven't been set free. He said his desire is for godliness. His desire is for the love of God to dwell richly in the hearts of God's people. God is real. He's real. He's like, I've seen everything that happened. He said, I know. He said, I know what's going to take place on tomorrow. He's like, I made the end before I made the beginning. That's the thing that people don't understand. And I, a lot of times when I talk to a lot of Christians, I'm like, you do realize that he made the end before the beginning. That's in the scriptures. So if he made the end before he made the beginning, he already know what's going to happen. He knows. And so he's, because of that knowledge of what he knows, you got this space and time where it's like, God, I'm trying to get to what you already know. And the Lord said, enjoy the journey with me. He said, enjoy the journey with me. Let me be the satisfaction of your soul. Let me be the one that you look to. Let me be the one that you talk to. Satan wants to destroy every last one of these souls that's on this call today. He wants you to go to hell. But Jesus has prayed for us.
Yeah.
Well, he's prayed that our faith will endure. And so the Lord said, trust me. There is nothing that you've done that he don't know about. There is nothing that is so shameful that he cannot wash you in the blood of the Lamb. He separates our sins afar from us as the east is from the west, never to remember them anymore. He's a good God. He's a loving Father. He's real. See, God is not one of the gods that he knows what happened to you. He's not expecting for you not to be upset. He's like, yeah, I know you're going to be upset. He's like, but it's what you do after you done got upset is what I'm concerned about. He like, what you going to do about it? Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus and let him have it. He knows what to do with it. He knows exactly what to do with it. There's people that's lost in your directions on today. And the Lord said, I want to bring you back into an understanding with me. Vele korababa shite la kandlo. Nindileki shile korabakati andere. You like, I don't know what to do next. And the Lord said, that's good. He said, now just trust me. He said, don't lean to your own understanding. You like, that's why I allowed this situation to come past anyway, because I didn't want you to lean to your own understanding. He said, but I wanted you to acknowledge me. And allow me to direct your path. Allow me to put things in perspective for you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, na shidi and the kureva sindi and the ha. Yeloko shindi a harapekindi. I hear the Spirit of God said, just send it on back to the sender, to the enemy. And not to the person, but to Satan. He says, Awe shidi and the ha koshi. Nyende koshindi and the heart. It's like I'm real. My word is real. Hallelujah. People are checking out of here every day and don't realize that God is real until they face him face to face and it's too late. I don't want anyone to experience that. I want us to walk in his knowing now. Walk in the light of his word now. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm hearing the Spirit of God said, tell my people, he said some people online. He said, just even as we're just talking in the spirit right now, he's like, just give it to me. He's like, right where you're sitting at, right where you're standing. He said, just give it to me. He's like, I'm not looking for theatrics. I'm not looking for this and that. He said, I'm just looking for sincerity. He was like, just give it to me. He said, I got big enough shoulders. I can carry it. He said, you can't carry it. It's weighing you down. That's why the word of God said to lay aside the sin, the weight and the sin that so easily beset us that we may run the race that's set before us. Can't go forward because you weighed down. And he was like, just right now, just give it to me. Just give it to me. You got to even give your desires to the Lord. Because it just might not be something that he desires from you. So you got to give it to God and allow him to sort out and yet let you know what is his and what is not of his. Because he knows. We get ourselves into a lot of trouble because we crave things of this world. And the Lord is like, I want to reveal to you what I have for you. What I've created you for. God wants to heal you and he wants to restore you. I know I'm doing this a little differently on the day, and it's because sometimes God just want to pull us aside just to talk to us. Sometimes he just wants us to know that I've seen every last one of your tears. I felt your pain. He said, I've even felt the pain that you inflicted to your own self. He said, because the truth of the matter is a lot of people on this line have self-inflicted wounds. He's like, they're not even wounds anybody else inflicted. It's your own wounds because of your own decisions, the own things that you did. He said, but yet I still felt them. He said, I still know about them. He said, I'm ready to heal you. I'm ready to restore you. I'm a God close at hand. I see everything and I know everything. Glory to God. Glory to God. Prophet Junior, did God give me any money? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. I lift up every believer that's on this call on today, Lord. I lift up those that are lost on today, Lord God. They truly don't know which way else to go, Lord. They really don't know what else to do, Lord. Lord, they feel like their hope has been deferred, oh God. They feel hopeless, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord God, to restore them, Lord, in their faith. Restore them, Lord God, and let them understand that you're real. That, Father God, that this thing is not a game. It's not a something that we have to figure out this way or this way, that you are real, Lord. Lord God, you said that your book go there at the hot city, and then the enemy is seeking those whom he can devour. Lord, and I know he's trying to devour your people that's on this line on today, Lord. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, there's so many people. There's people that's on this line that's hungry and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, are they just so tired of being filled with toxic things, Lord? They really want the sincere of your word, God. Heal your people, Lord God. Heal your people's hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Where your people have been wounded, Lord God, let them find restoration, Lord. Even, Lord God, that those who did self-inflicted wounds, heal them, Lord, and restore them, Lord, and let them see things from your perspective. Lord, help us all to see stuff from your perspective, not from ours, Lord. Father God, help us to love our enemies, Lord. Help us to pray for those that despitefully use us. And, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for restoration, Lord. We thank you for justification, Lord. We thank you for elevation, Lord. Bless your people, Father. Bless everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord. Bless them indeed, Father, and enlarge their territory. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm getting ready. I'm going to come back and pray for the tithes and offerings. I'm going to give Prophetess Junior a chance to come to give announcements and if there's anything God is giving her to give to the people.
Can you all hear me? Anyone? Just let me know that you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay. As you all know, when you're paying your tithes and your offering, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Also, if you'll visit on the line, and as you would if we were in the building, and you would give an offering, you go to that same website, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. If you don't have a church home and you like to pay your tithes in this ministry, you would go through that same avenue. If you're a visitor on the line and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, you can text her at 214-507-3626. She'll give you the avenue to be able to do that. If you are the members on the line, if you purpose in your heart as I have to do your seed every week, you know the avenue to be able to do that. And I'm asking that you would do that now. And if you have not paid your tithes and your offering, that you would go ahead and do that right now, because Pastor is getting ready to pray over the tithes and the offerings. Thank you. Oh yes, and also in addition, I do want to thank you all for those who have started on their pastor appreciation, but I am still continuing to talk to those who have not. So go ahead and start on that. Like I said, you have permission to call me if we need to get together to pray about anything or anything that's going on, and I pray that God gives you a plan, of how you need to go about doing that. Also, those who have been paying their pastor appreciation, just continue to be faithful unto that and do what you've been told to do. And I thank you all. Bye.
When she was giving the announcements just then, the Spirit of God told me there's someone on the line. You, it's some things that you've purposed in your heart for the pastor appreciation, and also as well as the pastor's seed. And the Lord said, because you have purposed it in your heart, he's like, I'm going to move on your finances. He like, he said, you've been going through some stuff in your finances, and he was like, I'm getting ready to generate some finances for you. He said, because of your heart. He was like, you can now high seeking noble. He's like, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, there is. Someone had asked about the, is there an app? Yes, it is. It is. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is Sherlock Rapa Hardly and they say, Belaha Sekrobokondete. Father, we just come lifting up your people's tithes and offering unto you, Lord, for it's the first fruit of their increase. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you rebuke the devourer for their sake, that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room enough to receive. Father, let it be pressed down, shaken together, and run it over that men will give back into their bosom. Lord, we speak an increase right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you see the things that are going on all around them, God, where it gave about sure is others are losing. Let them increase, Lord. Father, for you said in your word that if we brought our tithes and our offering to the storehouse, they'll be meeting your house. And you said to prove you. Now hear what said the Lord of hosts, if you are not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we will not have room to receive. Now, Father God, cause the blessing to come forth in their life, Lord. Cause things to begin to turn around for them, Lord God. What the enemy meant for their bad, turn it around for their good, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And then those, Lord God, that have seeded into my life, Lord. You said in your word that whatever, whoever gives the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And so, Father, I pray a prophet's reward over their life, Lord. I pray that, Father, there be a crazy favor that fall upon their life, Lord God, a favor that just don't make any sense, Lord God. And where there was going to be a no, let there be a turning of a yes, oh God, because they have seeded into my life, Lord. And so, Father, I just thank you in advance for it in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for newness coming into their life, Lord God. A newness in your people's lives, Lord God. I pray that, Father God, for there be an abundance of joy, Lord God. Where there was sadness, let there be joy, Lord God. Where there was depression, I'm asking you to destroy all works of darkness that have come against people's minds, oh God. The hubosati that come up against their hearts, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you begin to restore. I speak restoration even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I speak justification, Lord God. Let give them the mind of Christ even now in the name of Jesus. You told us to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. You said that, Lord God, that you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So we thank you for sound mindedness, oh God. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace. Give them peace, Lord God. But you said in your word that you would sanctify us holy in your peace, oh God. So Lord, we pray for peace. Father, let's have peace with you, Lord, and then have peace even with our enemies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just say thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now. Now, Father God, there's people that need finances to even take care of their bills, oh God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will bring it forth, oh God, as they have paid their tithes and their offering, oh God. I'm asking that you will show them that you are real and you are a real provider, Lord God. And so I'm asking that you would do it even now in the name of Jesus. God, let the testimonies come in, Lord God. Let there be such an increase, oh God, that these people will have more than enough, oh God.
Yes,
the Father, that they will be lenders and not borrowers, yes, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak prosperity over your people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, you all, we getting ready to end this call, but if you have a prayer request, you can we should do that. I got your message. We should do that. If you got a prayer request, you know you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. And you all, you know, text in your testimonies, because I'm believing God for some testimonies coming forth. God has been answering some prayers. He's been doing some stuff in people's lives. And I'm grateful for that, because I've been asking the Lord. And so I'm just, you know, let us know And we so we can praise God with you.
Yes.
And so we just bless God for you. We pray that you have a prosperous week and that you have a week of spiritual blessings in God. And so we just love you, and we know that God loves you, and we want to just continue to see you grow in the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are so many angels that is manifesting in the spirit realm that God is showing me right now. They manifesting and they're rejoicing because somebody made up in their mind today that they were going to turn it over to Jesus. And they're rejoicing. And God is also sending them out, Lord, to be ministers unto you. Hallelujah. So yes, we just thank you, Lord God, for doing it for your glory and your honor, Lord. We just trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Father God, that you're going to bring your people out with a shout, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you and God bless you. It's my prayer. We're ending the call.